Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. 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 Baby.
Hey, hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on Palace Radio. Love fantasy. It's Buddy,
the Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
This is Kylie, and on Wednesday, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
The EX. All of my exes mad cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life stuck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no end of future, all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. And knew my friend now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is set? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what it's foul. What you holler about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking me in.
Everything down. It's
time for another episode of GQ Palace Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. I'm your host, Ray Queen, and with me tonight I have my divas, Miss Storm and Miss Mobetta. It's Wednesday night. You already know. Time to kick back. Listen to the show. If you want to chime in, dial our number. You can press 1 to join in. Or you can listen via the web, GQ Palace. Butter baby. Good evening, ladies. Are we in the building? Microphone check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Hello, hello, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Jeez. Hey. What's happening? What's happening, everybody?
Yes.
Yes,
good
what's
evening,
happening?
Good evening.
Can you hear me?
How's it going? Yes. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Oh.
Can I be heard? The number to call in, Dons and Divas, 319-527-6761. Again,
can
the number to call, 31. No, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay.
Can
yes,
you hear
yes,
me?
Yes, yes. I had to take my earpiece off. I couldn't hear anything.
All right. Microphone check 1, 2, 1, 2. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Diva? Microphone check. GQ Palace. Butter baby. Ray Queen is on the mic. 319-527-6761. Or you can click on the link on our page, Storm, Ray Queen, Ms. Mo Better, GQ Palace, Butter Baby.
Ms. Butter, what's happening? I'm over here having technical difficulties. I apologize and keep bumping. Keep bumping myself.
Can you
off.
Hear me?
Yes, indeed.
I can hear you now. I can hear you
okay.
Now. Ms. Mobetta is in the building with Ray Queen.
Yes.
Good evening, Diva.
In the building. What's happening, Diva? What's going on?
Yeah. A party ain't a party till it's ran on through and whatever the words are. Leave it to my crew. It's going to be player proof. After a few rounds, we're going to blow off this roof. A party ain't a party.
Yay.
Anyway.
Yes. Oh,
happy
yay.
Happy
birthday. I'm going to give them one of the biggest birthday shout-outs to my daughter, Rani, whose birthday is actually Sunday. You know, and we're going to celebrate for you.
Flirty 30.
Shout out to all the Pisces in the building. Happy birthday, Pisces.
Yes.
You know. And we
yes.
will. We
big
will
happy
go,
birthday.
Yes, big happy birthday to her. So my cousin,
the third,
Mel,
the fourth. Yeah, the fourth is my sister Angie's birthday. Big shout out to all the birthday people.
Right.
And we have an announcement. I have an announcement. I have an announcement to make. I do. We do. Hey, grandbaby. I have an announcement to make. This is Ray Queen. From March 1st to March 31st, I will be celebrating my 50th birthday. From March 1st to March 31st.
Yes!
Yes, the whole month.
I hear
that.
That's good stuff.
Yes. So, yes, plans are to celebrate here in Charlotte, North Carolina, and on Long Island, New York. Those are the plans. And,
Write it out. That's good. Info to be continued.
Yeah, so we will definitely let the info, you know, be spread around as soon as I get the information myself from my helpers, my party planners, all that good stuff. So what's going on, Diva? How's your week going? Happy hump day.
It's going pretty good. I'm, you know, spending time, and I know y'all hear my little man in the background. He's my co-pilot tonight. And it's crazy because has not made this much noise all night. Now that I'm more online, he wants to pick all the noise. You know?
Wow.
But I can explain.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, all is well, you know. Just preparing to celebrate Jordan on Sunday and stuff like that. And, you know, that's about it. If anybody, you know, out there that actually deals takes like CBD and gummies and edibles and stuff, my people's got a company called Conscious Cooks.
Okay.
I need to check that out. You know, check out Conscious Cooks.
Boy, get down. Oh, sorry, y'all. It's okay. Do you want to be a
co-pilot tonight?
Co-pilot is up. Come here, Jackson.
Yes.
You
in the store,
so.
All right, Miss Storm. Storm is somewhere. Miss Storm is somewhere. We will be hearing from her. February, Black History Month. So far, every day this month, I have been wearing something, at least one thing, to represent Black History Month, at least one thing. Whether I be at work, at home, out in the community, I have been representing. You hear me? February, Black History Month. I'm black all year round, and I'm proud. I'm black and I'm proud. And, February.
You know. It's not limited to me. It's not limited to February because Black History, it runs so deep till you can take every day of the year just about and have some Black History facts. You know. You know, for real. Like, so people just have to start now doing a lot more research when it comes to that. You know. Because Black history has always been so cliche when it came to the curriculum in the schools. So it limited. And then all you heard people talking about was Dr. King, Dr. King, Malcolm X, Rosa Parks. You know, the basics. Maybe Jesse Jackson or you know, something like that, Harriet Tubman. But Black history runs so deep till, like I said, every day of the year you can have some different facts about how deep Black history runs as far as inventors and creators and activists and, you know, and people, stuff like that. So I encourage folks to not just limit it to just February. Yeah, yes, February is the month for Black history. However, continue to do that research because Black history runs deep. Also, today is Lent. It starts with the Lent season. You know, it's Ash Wednesday today. So what they do on Ash Wednesday, they take the palm from the year before. Like, you know, when on Palm Sunday, when you get all the palm and stuff, they take that palm, which is what they're supposed to do anyway. Take the palm and burn it. And that's the ashes that you see on people's foreheads. So again, do your research on that also, because I don't have any of the notes really in front of me, and I don't want to misspeak on any of that stuff. But you know, usually during the Lent season, they people give up something. It's supposed to be the 40 days of sacrifice. Fasting,
giving up certain things that actually has been having you, you know, hostage, been holding you hostage, a hang-up. So, but you can also add to it, you know, 40 days. And I'm going to add something that is necessary to your life, you know, and add it to it, like going to the gym or adding more prayer time or, you know, different things like that. So there's no real specifics when it comes to that.
Right.
But that was just a little, you know, little backstory. Catholic, get down. I'm talking to him and keep my eye on him at the same time. So. But I just wanted to share that.
All right. Mm-hmm. Definitely. I learn something more every day about something, whether it be myself, whether it be my history, whether it be my job, whether it be, anything. I learn. You're never too old to learn. Those people who walk around, those of us, because I can speak for myself. You know, sometimes I walk around. And I'm like, oh, I know already. I know this. But then you're never too old to learn. I learned something. I just learned something from you, Diva. I know, you know, pretty much about, or so I thought I did, about Ash Wednesday. I didn't know that, you know, it was from the palms were from the year before, that I had no clue. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Educate yourself.
Cultural appropriation. You know, so a lot of things, you know, that we do, it's just things that we've been taught, things that are in the culture. And a lot of times, especially coming from, you know, back in those days, we weren't really taught a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot that was missed when it comes to educating and stuff like that. So, you know, that's why we just miss a lot of things. But now there's really no excuse for not knowing anything if we want to know.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different avenues now. You don't even really have to go to the library, which I do. I encourage people to go to the library. It's really peaceful in there, believe it or not. You know, and the world of knowledge sitting at your hand.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow. Yeah. That's a fact. Knowledge is power. So, Dons and Divas, with all that being said, we are going to get into tonight's topic, which is how long should people date before they get into a relationship? Let me ask this again. How long should people date before they get into a relationship? That's a great topic.
Yes,
that is a good question.
I think that's a good one.
That's a great one. In my opinion, this is Ray Queen speaking. I've gone through a few, you know, relationships, whether it be quick or. I haven't been in many long-term relationships besides my marriage and maybe one other relationship or two or three or four. Anyway, I don't think there's a time limit because at one time I got to a quote-unquote relationship where
I felt like it was kind of like a, not even kind of, like at time, I thought it was a love at first sight. Come to find out, it was from, I mean, literally, it wasn't even love. I don't know what, it wasn't even love. It was just some type of desperate something I was going through when at that same time that other person was going through. Anyway, we jumped into it, and And well, then there was a time. Go ahead, Diva.
I'm sorry to cut you off.
Okay.
Like you were just saying, there's no real time, you know.
Right.
As far as that goes, you know, on how, you know, how long, it's different for people. Now, the thing is, when you are starting a date, if you have to go in honestly. You know, letting people know exactly what it is you want. You know, what you expect. You know, different things like that. A lot of that all of that stuff goes along with when you're out dating. A lot of that stuff is missed because, sometimes people start out with sex, and it confuses things. It does. It confuses things. And if somebody got that good cutting, of course. It's gonna have you blinded. It's gonna have you blinded by a lot of the other things that go along with that territory.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's bad.
So that, I mean, again, differently for different people. You know, you have some people that actually fall in love, but like it's the first sight, like, oh my God, this is the one for me. So it doesn't take it. And a lot of times those are the relationships that actually last. It depends on the people. It depends on who the people are, you know. You got some people that just rather not be with anybody, not any one person. Dating is what it is. So that's the thing. You have to know what dating is. You know?
Yep.
No, you have to know what dating is. That is going out. Usually dating is going out to public places. You know, movies, you know, maybe the park, whatever, you know. That's what it is. And that's what you're supposed to be trying to find out who that person is. Like I said, a lot of times that stuff just gets missed. You know? Then you find yourself having to reintroduce yourself because you missing things during that dating process. You know?
Oh, wow. Yeah, say that again. Let me repeat what you just said. Sometimes you got to reintroduce yourself.
Woo! You do. You have to reintroduce yourself. It's like a lot of times things get missed. Like, dang, I missed that. I ain't know that about you. It takes a while to know people. But you gotta know what you're going in. What you're going in for? What are you in this for? It has to be honesty. You know. Let people be faking gas. That's old school for those who don't know what that means.
Full flag in that.
Yes. No.
Yes.
No, that can vary. You know?
That's fact.
That
is fact.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Where's the...
Storm is right here.
Chime in.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, Storm is in the building. Sorry, I'm just running around, but I am here.
Shine a light on him.
Makes you want to do a little two-step or something. I don't know. Two-step. How you ladies doing? Everybody's good?
Good.
I'm awesome.
Mm-hmm. I'm awesome. I am. I'm awesome.
That handsome grandbaby of yours, Miss Lombetta.
Thank you. His little busy self. Busy little boy.
Yeah. I've been around the store. I was... I said I've been all right thus far, just listening to the show, moving around, you know, as you move around, the static and all that stuff. So, the topic is definitely a good question. I don't know. I don't think there's really an amount of time. I mean, some people say when they meet someone, you know, they start communicating with that person, it's love at first sight, and then boom, they're together, you know?
Right.
So should there be a certain amount of dates or whatever before you call yourself being in like this relationship? I think there should be not a certain amount, but I don't know. I'm gonna throw a number out there, you know. I would say by like date number 5.
Right.
Five. Okay.
By date number 5. And that's without any good, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's without the sweet stuff.
Well, how often, you know, are you talking about dating? Once a week, once a month, once, you know.
Well, hell, I mean, nowadays people meet each other and they start, you know, communicating on the phone for maybe, you know, a week or 2 weeks or whatever, depending on the location of where they are, you know, they start communicating on the phone, right? And then usually after they stop communicating on the phone, it starts to become something, you know, a little bit more personal because they want to now see each other and, you know, kind of like put the face to the, you know, to the conversation, face-to-face type thing. So my thing is, okay, first date, you know, you get to know each other, you know, we're on the phone, you know, you're doing all that getting to know each other. When you're face-to-face, now you're like, okay, am I vibing with this person? How is this person smell? Are they cute? You know, like, what the heck?
Right.
You know, they get into it, like, visualize what's really going on at this point. And then I would say, like, a couple more dates. I mean, unless you're one of those women where you're just like, you know what, I meet you face to face, I'm gonna take you home and, you know, test the goods out, you know, and see how that works out. You never know.
Right.
Some people after they test drive it, they'll know if they're in a relationship or not after they test drive it.
Right.
A woman, you know, a lot of people, a woman of a certain stature, a man of a certain age, you know, they know, all right, we can do the small talk. Yes, that's great. But we'll do small talk. But after I get some, I know whether or not I want to be your girlfriend, your boyfriend.
Well, I think they did some kind of study on that. They said after the third date, you know whether you want to be with that person or not.
You do, though. I agree.
I think you know. Yeah.
You know, I think you know. And, hold on. Kim said, what is this? Okay, so just bear with me because I'm moving around out and about and I'm with a couple of friends at the same time, so just bear with me. All right. All right, so Kim is saying after she has sex, she can tell you if there's going to be a relationship or not.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. I understand. You know, I understand.
Yeah, no,
if,
I get it.
You know. But then that would be my next thing. Like, if... Go ahead.
You know, we talk about that often, like how important it is sex in a relationship and, you know, stuff like that. It is important. However, so is the chemistry. So is all that other stuff. Not just sex. Sex is supposed to be the bottom line. Like,
it,
I'm trying to get to that.
See, you know, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest with you. You ready for the honesty?
Of course.
Are you ready for the honesty? I don't really want to be in a relationship with someone that has bad sex.
No, that's a fact. No, I guess.
Rewind, Kate, again.
You know, I mean, I'm married now. You know, I'm married now. Your girlfriend is married now. You know, but I'm just saying, you know, back in the day, I did not want to be in a relationship with someone that has bad sex. Like, if your sex is whack, I'm sorry. Like, you don't have to miss me with that. Because it's going to be a waste of time. Because back then, it was, like, super important. Cause you know, like oh, my God. Like, this is the...
That's almost a setup. It's like, okay. I don't want to have to cheat on you, but, like, your sex is not that good. You know?
Right.
I get it.
So I'm just saying, like, I don't want to, you know, like I said, your girl Storm is married, you know, I'm married now, you know, but I'm just saying, back in the day, you know, I remember having conversations with my friends and everybody kind of felt the same way. Like, you can be nice and we can go out, you know, to dinner and dates and stuff like that. But when it comes time to testing the waters a little bit, if there's a lack in that test of water, then there won't be another phone call, and there definitely won't be a relationship.
Yeah, because then what's left?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I was having a conversation the other night with some friends, and the guy was saying that sometimes because they were talking about, I think, poly relationships or whatever, how popular it is now, whatever. And they were just saying how sometimes you meet different people with different people. So you'll find somebody with one person. Because, like, all right, I have this one for sex. I have this one for finances. I have this one for the intellect. You know, and dating different people for different people. I see that layout.
Right.
It's out there. That's how it used to be. You know?
Right.
So then when you see, like, it becomes a lot of work sometimes. Even with being a single person, it becomes a lot of work. Cause, you know, however, if that's how you go in, if you're going in honestly, then nobody can be mad at that. Can't be mad if this is how I presented that to you, you know, and you have
Exactly. That's the key word, Miss Mobetta, that you just said. You have the option. The option.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key word. Like, that conversation is established in advance, and you have an option of what you want to do. But I'm going to tell you, I have a good friend of mine. I hope she don't get mad at me. But I have a good friend of mine who always says that you have to have more than one man. And she's a single lady, you know. She doesn't really want the relationship, but, you know, she's single and she mingles and she has a great time, you know. But she says you have to have different men for different things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's lives her life. Like, that's how she genuinely lives her life. Like, there's different men for different things, you know.
Right.
But... because I had to ask her, is the sex as good as for everybody? Like, is everybody's sex good? So, like, is that one thing that's established in advance? And she was like, absolutely. Because the sex is good with everyone, but some of them should improve. You know, there's room for improvement, but she's not with them for that sexual connection.
Right. I was going to say that. In that instance, you're not after sex. You understand what I'm saying? You don't even have to have sex with her.
Right.
You know, like I said, there's different people for different reasons. You know, and again, we can only hope that the person that we get the fulfillment of all your desires in that one person. But in reality, it really can't. So, like they said, that in 20, like, nobody can ever give 100%, and that's really the bottom line.
there's something going to be lacking that you disagree with or you don't like.
Right.
And, you know, it just what part of that that you don't that don't get along, that doesn't click. What part of that situation? What's the biggest detriment in that? Is it going to cause a relationship or is it something that you can actually work with? So, but no, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I understand it. I've seen her in action, and she genuinely just lives her life, and it's nice and peaceful that, you know, she does what she does. And
right.
And I just feel like at the end of the day, like, are you bored? You know, like, are you bored? Like, how do you really feel, you know? And she told me, you know what she said? Well, you know, her answer to me was, when I said, are you bored? Like, are you happy? And her answer was, yes, she's happy. No, she's not bored. And
right.
that for every itch that she has, there's someone that can itch it.
Right.
I'm not mad at her.
No, you really can't.
As a single woman starting over in life as an empty nester and completely single, I applaud her. Because right, in my opinion and in the way that I move right now, like I said, I'm an empty nester. I just became an empty nester this past year, and I'm starting over at age 49. So I see exactly where she's coming from. I understand every point, everyone's opinion. Don't get me wrong, but totally get that. And I applaud her because she's single and she knows exactly what she's looking for. She knows exactly what she wants. She's being open and honest, open and honest with herself. She has no rings on her fingers, no commitment to anyone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're not talking, and I'm not, and each of the men or males or whatever that I'm dealing with, I'm not telling him about him or him about him or him about him. I'm letting it be known, look, this is what it is. We're not in a relationship. We're not exclusive. We're just a part of what I'm including in my life as a single woman, you know?
Right.
For myself. So, I applaud her. Give her my number. Give her my information. I found me a new friend in my head. Yeah, I need some tips, girl, because I'm starting all over.
And you know, I think, I don't know, it's like you have to respect it, though, because, you know, to be a woman at a certain age, you know, who has lived life and know the different tricks and stuff like that, the reality is, you know, people want what they want at the end of the day.
Right.
And that's what it's about.
She owes nobody anything for the position that she's in, that she put herself in. You know, she doesn't owe anybody anything for that. So, you know, and boredom, please. She can go on a different date every night if she wants
Hello?
To still have time for herself.
Listen, I ain't mad at you. Like, do what you do, however you do it. You know?
Yeah, however you live.
Just make sure it's safely, you know? That's all I was saying. Like,
don't let no Bible thumper deter you from that, you know?
Hello, that's right.
You know that'll come, like, the judgment will come from some folks like that, like, you know.
Of course.
But she has the right to do that.
But she has the right to live her life the way she lives it and to enjoy it. And who is anyone else to judge, you know?
Right. As long as she's not misleading anybody, lying about stuff and all that. And that's what that does. Like, listen, I have that freedom. You know, I have that option if that's what I want to do. You're not committed to anybody. You know?
Word. Oh, my God.
I
love this topic.
Yeah.
I love this topic. I just learned some things about myself.
It's like Stella getting her groove back and enjoying her life at the same time, you know?
Like,
right.
Sorry. Sorry for the in and out, guys. I'm just in the car.
That's all right.
In the car back and forth. You know.
That's all right. That's the great thing about technology today. We can do the show and be in, you know, several different places at once. Which is great. And trust and believe, Donna, we are all going to be in the same place at the same time, and even broadcasting live, a few times here and there. So, 2023 has some great things in store for DQ Palace. So be patient while we upgrade. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So do you guys believe in love at first sight?
I do. And I don't.
You do?
I do and I don't.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah, I do and I don't.
You believe in what?
Ms. Mo said,
wait,
I plead the fifth.
I plead the fifth.
Ms. Mo said she believes.
Yeah. I plead the fifth on that.
I believe that love at first sight, but I'm going to say I believe it's twofold. If it's love at first sight, right, and it's the first sight of someone and you fell in love with that person, right? Are you falling in love with their appearance?
See, that's why I plead the fifth.
Ray Queen ain't falling in love with nobody's appearance, first and foremost. Because
I'm just saying,
you could be
when they say love at first sight, what does that mean?
There are different examples, so many explanations, because that means, baby, I met you and you just
I can look into your eyes and I can see God's blessing through your eyes, and I just think you're wonderful, and from that point on, I want to live the rest of my life with you. Is that it?
I guess if that's what they mean. I plead the fifth, because
okay.
I don't know, or
is it? Damn, he's fine. This man right here, like, you know?
That's straight up lust. Ain't even no.
Is that
lust.
That's the initial. You know. Right. That's what that is.
Cause you know, that's lust. You know, we buy with our eyes.
I
was just having this conversation earlier. You know, we don't, when we go to the grocery store and look at meat and vegetables and stuff, like, oh, that was good. And, you know,
oh, that's a nice banana.
And that shit is sour as I don't know what.
Word. That's a nice banana.
Oh, my God.
All right, Jesus, real quick, I'm gonna give my final thought real quick, because it's about 8:44 and it's like super loud in this store.
Uh-huh.
But I want to give my final thought real quick. Of course, check us out Friday night, GQ Palace of Entertainment with Rich Money and Storm. Check us out every Wednesday night with the Diva Squad. You know what it is. Y'all know. Come check us out. Every single week, we got something for you. So I enjoyed tonight's topic, you know. I definitely enjoyed tonight's topic. But I think we should try to talk more about the love at first sight. Is it lust? Is it love? Is it falling in love with the appearance of the big booty and the big, you know what? Like, what is it exactly? Is it the sweatpants that the man has on and you get to the imprint? And that's what you're falling in right with?
Let's talk about this.
Yeah, but yes, let's talk about this, you know? So it's your girl Storm.
Yeah.
I'm going to sign out because it's super loud. But it was a wonderful show, ladies. I look forward to hanging out with y'all next week, Wednesday. And let's talk more about this. So.
Yeah.
Gray sweatpants. Gray sweatpants. Gray sweatpants.
You about to get the pow-pow again.
Microphone check 1212, Ray Queen here, and yes, as always, I enjoy the show. Any blessing that God gives, it's ample enough for me. And GQ Palace is where it's at. I love my GQ Palace family. Big shout out to our CEO and our exec, my sister Divas, our callers and listeners, and all that good stuff. And great show. See you guys next week, same time, same place. Ray Queen signing off. Pass me on the mic. It's on you.
Okay.
Ms. Mo. So what you gonna do?
Yeah.
As far as the topic goes tonight, the first one was dating, timing on dating. That say he every time I thought. As far as timing goes with dating, there's no real timing, you know. It's just people got to just go in honestly, you know, with no hidden motive, no hidden agendas, you know. And again, honest about what it is you're looking for. So that can go faster for some people than it does others. So there's no real timing. You know, like it depends on where certain people's morals lie and things like that. And this love at first sight thing, I some people believe in it. I don't know if I believe in it. I don't know. I've never really experienced that, to even say. I've never had a love at first sight experience. And I think it's more of a cliche metaphor. As opposed to I just seen him and fell in love instantly. Like, what about it? What about him or her that you saw that you fell in love with at the drop? You know, so that goes from who it is to what they are or who they are, you know, that made you fall in love with them at the first sight. You know, it could be a sex thing where I'm lusting. I'm looking. They look scrumptious. They look a certain type of way, and I'm willing to give everything I have for that, you know. So, but that can go either way. That's why I was pleading the fifth. I can't really speak on that. That can vary from person to person, you know. In all honesty, you know. However. I appreciate y'all allowing me to have my grandson hang out with us tonight. We appreciate the callers and the listeners on here. And again, if y'all have anything that y'all would like to be with us, you can send an inbox, an email. What is that? Email or something like that, and drop us a line. It could be done anonymously. We take suggestions, and we do diva mail sometimes. Well, we got to get back into diva mail. We haven't been reading them. But we do all of that stuff. Anything hosted, we do those too. So, but the email is geequee002@gmail.com, and you just drop an email, and somebody will get back to you. Again, catch Love and Entertainment on Friday. We'll say it. They come on at 7, right? At 7 p.m. or 6. Or whatever time. On Friday. Don't start me lying.
I don't know. We'll get the time out. I apologize for that. But
catch them on Friday.
It's about 8 o'clock.
It might be Friday.
8 p.m.
8 o'clock.
Yeah,
we appreciate y'all chopping it up. Now I'm switching hats now. I'm going from Miss Mo Better to Queenie. And I'm checking up to do. It's Queenie. Here, you want to put them on? Yeah. And again, happy birthday to my baby Rani. There you go. There you
happy
go, bro.
Happy
birthday. Yes.
To you.
Indeed.
So I'm going to holler.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. 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 Radio.
GQ Palace. GQ Palace. GQ
Palace. That's a brand name. Like Pepsi. That's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills. General Mills. General Mills. General Mills. General Mills. General Mills.
The music just turns me on.
Cause girls is players too. Cause girls is players too.
Keep it playing, baby.
Cause girls is players too. Ladies getting money all around the world. Cause girls is players too. What you know about living on the top? Penthouse seats, looking down on the ops. Took them for a test drive, left them on the lot. Time is money, so I spend it on a watch. Hold on, little bitty showing through the white tee. You can see the thong busting on my tight jeans.
Okay.
Rocks on my fingers like he wanna wife me. Got another shorty, she ain't nothing like me.
Yeah,
about to catch another fight.
Yeah.
The apple bottom make him wanna bite.
Yeah.
I just wanna have a good night. I just wanna have a good night. Hold up, if you don't know, now you know. If you broke, then you better let him go. You can have anybody, any money, mo. Cause when you a boss, you could do what you want. Yeah, cause girls is players too. Cause girls is players too.
Keep it playing, baby.
Cause girls is players too. Ladies getting money all around the world. Cause girls is players too. I go on and on and on again. He blowing on my phone, but I'm ignoring him. He thinking he the one, I got like four of him. Yeah, I'm sitting first class like bad Victorian. Came a long way from rag to riches. 5-star food, yeah, I taste so delicious. Let him lick the plate, yeah, I make him do the dishes. Now he on News 12, cause the bitch we're missing.
Yeah,
about to catch another fight.
Yeah.
The apple bottom make him wanna bite.
Yeah.
I just wanna have a good night. I just wanna have a good night. Hold up, if you don't know, now you know. If you broke, then you better let him go. You could have anybody, any money, mo. Cause when you a boss, you could do what you want. Yeah, cause girls is players too.
It's time that we let them know that
girls is players too.
Keep it playing, baby.
Cause girls is players too. Ladies getting money all around the world. Cause girls is players too.